Well, because like for many years ahead, no, Habi has been started the Lourdes Montinola Pina competition, and this is promoting to preserve to promote pina weaving. But then I kept on telling them, sabi ko, sayang naman, you know, because the real indigenous Filipino textile is actually it's abaca, because when the Spaniards came, you know, the ancient Filipinos were already wearing hand-woven abaca. So I said, sana we could also have, and from time to time, I would say, well, you know, let's also do a competition for abaca, you know, and challenge these abaca weavers, you know, to really come up again with, you know, new designs, but at the same time also to be able to revive what they used to do, because they used to do very fine nipis, the abaca that's very, very fine. And so, you know, we were supposed to launch it not before the pandemic, but then the pandemic, so nawala. And then right after the pandemic, when everything was getting to be normal, sabi ni Maribel, I think now we can do it.
Do you think the abaca weaving is progressing?
Yes, oh, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. And there are
under the radar?
Yeah, yeah. And we're very happy that now, parang, there's an awareness again that, you know, abaca is really very good. And I want to say it's more durable, you know.
Picture.